shout out to loyal listener Mozai. Thank you very much for the update on the website. Things will be changing on the website because we need to, you know, make it a little bit easier for people to find stuff and find previous episodes. And he mentions that retro to him is NES and Famicom and that kind of stuff. And
yeah,
I would
that's retro.
I would agree with that, definitely. Yeah. I think retro is subjective, the same way that classic rock stations are now playing like 90s music. Oh. It doesn't feel right to me.
Retro is funny. You told me that some of the volunteers didn't know what a CD was.
Yes. We're not going to name names, but there were some volunteers who had no idea what...
It's inevitable part of time passing by is that things become retro. You're like, oh.
Oh, for sure. It's a very much get off my lawn kind of time.
I paid $40 for a CD once.
I got CDs in my cereal.
Me too.
I got Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I did too! Great, great game. Great game. It was Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Oh, nice. Great. That's the best one.
Cereal used to be great. I don't know how they managed to give those away, because you can either find it in the cereal or pay like $50 for it. Or I don't know how much it was.
Yeah, there were some great musical acts at the Retro Gaming Expo. Main stage performances. We had Shane Stewart, ROM Hack, Glitch Kibitz, The Fictionals doing
improv.
Yeah. Rob Panaganti, Prog XP. I'm wearing his shirt and we're playing his music right now.
Nice.
The Last Seahorse, aka DJ Seahorse, and we'll be playing a bit of a mix there. And Danny B Style, aka Danny Baranovsky.
I liked how he played Oasis.
Yes.
I don't know how he managed that.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall. What a joke.
It was so good. It was great. I liked it. So.
This shirt is pretty cool.
That is a cool shirt.
It's got
what is that?
I don't know. It's a metal shirt.
What is that? A guitar?
Yeah, there's a guitar. I also see a camera. I see a sword.
I see a bat.
I see an ocarina there.
Oh, it's an Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
There's some stuff. I think that's a plant from Super Mario, Super Mario RPG or whatever it's called.
There's lots of cool stuff on there.
Yeah, I think that's the Metroid thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Solid. It's cool. I need more metal shirts. Yeah, there's lots of very cool, like, metal mixed with video game music.
I think it was a great feature that they added onto Smash. It's like Metal Mario!
Yeah.
I like, you play as metal characters. It's great.
What is it? It's, the variant that I came up with is, for Smash that I've been doing. I think you've been able to do it since Melee. But you have metal, you have bunny ears, and you have curry breath, and we call it heavy metal bunny breath.
I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, and it's weird because, so you have,
fast
it is super fast. Yeah. You have, your movement speed is super fast, but you jump really high.
And then you fall really fast.
And you fall really fast, and then you've got curry breath, so there's constant damage, and then,
but you're already metal, so you don't really, it doesn't add
up. You tank it, yeah.
It doesn't add up, so you're at like 900, and you're like,
heavy metal bunny breath. It's very fun. I've been making variants on that for, 20 years.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Help me.
I know we're getting old, but you know what? The video games are still there.
That's why it's not a retro gaming expo. It's not a modern... What would he call it? A contemporary...
The contemporary game expo?
It's the contemporary...
The Vancouver video contemporary video gaming video expo. Expo. No, it's not. It's the Vancouver retro gaming expo.
I can't afford to play new games.
No. Yeah.
I haven't played a new game in like 20 years.
And I appreciate that it's outside of one or two examples, like the arcade stick I have and a couple of emulators, it was pretty much all original hardware.
Yeah.
That's what's nice about the expo.
Yeah, I like that. There was, in the room we were in, there was like three or four tables, mm-hmm. long tables of like different consoles. Mm-hmm. I think some of them
some of them were new.
We're like new playing old games. But, it was interesting because it's like, oh, I played that game. 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 Oh, I played that game.
They had GameCubes, Xbox, PlayStations. They had NES. They had Famicom, SNES. They had some rhythm games as well, too. Just outside, they had the Guitar Hero setup.
Oh, Guitar Hero!
Yeah, Guitar Hero's pretty fun. Speaking of Guitar Heroes, we're listening to a Guitar Hero himself, Ro Panaganti from Seattle. Shoutouts. Thanks for the t-shirt swap, my friend.
C-Tech!
Yeah. And we're gonna... I think we'll play a little bit of VGM trance music.
Ooh,
yeah, nice. That sounds pretty good. So we'll fade in some DJ Seahorse while we take a little break here. Thanks for joining us in the first hour of Vancouver FM. This is, of course, our post Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo show, and we welcome all new listeners to the show. Joining me tonight is, of course, Plastic Owl,
Hoot.
One of my very good friends, and also a formidable Smash opponent, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I got green.
But we've been mostly playing Ultimate, so.
Oh, yeah.
And I see you're doing pretty good at Halo as well, too.
Oh,
I haven't
thanks.
Played in a while. But
I'm surprised. Like, I don't play often. I usually get creamed.
No golf, though, right?
No
Mario Golf?
Oh, yeah.
Dredging up old memories. I love Mario Golf. Some people don't.
You know what?
I get destroyed.
It was actually kind of fun last time.
I get destroyed at Mario Party. Mm-hmm. Shout out to B for absolutely destroying me at Mario Party. I got just smacked in the face hard. Just like you're going to get smacked in the face hard from the best VGM transmix of January 2023 from DJ Seahorse. We're going to take a little break. Plastic Owl and I are going to get some air, and we will talk with you in a bit. This is Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just waiting for Plascal to come back in. He's checking out the he's checking out the free CD bin right here at CJSF 90.1 FM, which is the home, the exclusive home of Bitcouver FM. Thank you for spending your 8 to 10 p.m. hour with us right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Plascal is... He's almost there.
Hey, here I am.
There he is.
There was nothing in there, but please drop by and maybe you'll find something for
yourself. Exactly. I make sure to keep all the synthy and chiptune stuff with us here.
Oh, yeah. Keep the good stuff for yourself.
Absolutely. DJ Seahorse did a fantastic set. So good. Make sure to check them out. And The Last Seahorse, they also make music under there. Now we've got something very special for you. We'll put that on as just in the background. I was given an exclusive CJSF copy of a sampler from Bertal Records featuring a whole bunch of awesome artists, local artists. The Time We Died, The Stumbling Gunnar, Toxic Mike, shout out Toxic Mike, Ray Gamma, Frowned Upon, shout out, Obi Kenwell, Chris Charlton. Very good stuff. But we're going to play two tracks here for you. We're going to play The Tragic Tale of Timmy Ho, which is... very apropos, rip Canadian hockey and Stanley Cup. But that's okay. Gary Bettman hates Canada, but we don't. that's okay. Maybe next year, boys. But let's listen to a little bit of Toxic Mike right here. This is The Tragic Tale of Timmy Ho.
Keep up, so they slowed down, waited, saved Timmy Ho, accelerated, they radioed ahead, but that car was Timbits were created.
I get it.
Seriously, dude? You just figured that out?
You know what they say. He who laughs last had to think about the punchline the longest.
Timbits.
Ever classy fade out. Nice fade out. This track had a great fade out.
Oh, this is a great.
Yeah, really, really, really super happy to have this. Definitely a bit of a swing into left field from the kind of stuff that we normally play here on Vancouver FM. But you know what? It was Expo related because I got this CD at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. Shout out to Toxic Mike. Shout out to Frowned Upon. Shout out to everybody at Bertal Records. This copy, this kind of sampler copy, is also going to be available for those of you who listen to CGSF outside of Bitcouver FM, which I would highly encourage you to do. We have over 40 unique programs. We have a music library of almost 92,000 items, of which the Bertol Records sampler will now be added to that.
Ooh, I could do that tomorrow.
So good. The last two tracks we listened to were Toxic Mike with The Tragic Tale of Timmy Ho, so good, and Frowned Upon with the beautiful track Rebel Girl. We're listening to a little bit of Vaporwave at the request of Plastic Owl.
Yeah, I like the Vaporwave programs you do. Like,
yeah.
The Molsoft special.
Yeah, the Molsoft was
it. Is that on SoundCloud yet?
Not yet, but it will be. Good. Thanks for the reminder. We are in the process of getting all those past episodes up for you on SoundCloud. Of course, we would always encourage people to tune in to the program every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. We do our best to have a live program every week. Sometimes, you know, life or internet or gaming, as it were. But past episodes of the show are available at soundcloud.com/Bitcouver, BITCOUVER, and the website is there for you as well. Thank you again to Mozai for making sure that we're keeping those links updated for you. And there's more information about programs on CJSF at cjsf.ca. You can find our full schedule and streaming links there. We're listening to a little bit of US Golf 95 from Glasgow, and this is the album TV Golf, which was just released a couple days ago, actually.
Oh, it's new.
It is new Vaporwave. So it's so new, it's retro.
Is Vaporwave ever new?
Yeah, this is brand new Vaporwave.
I mean, is it?
Yeah.
It's made out of something that's existed long.
Well, not everything. Not everything is.
No.
Sometimes it's brand new stuff just made to sound old.
That's true.
Yeah. Hmm. It's good stuff. Yeah, US Golf 95 is very good. Very good stuff. Let's talk a little bit more about the Retro Gaming Expo. Yeah, it is a whole day event.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mom Coover for getting us burgers.
Thanks, Mom Coover.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
That hit the spot.
It really did. It kept me going. If I had not had that, I would have been running off of a Stanley full of iced coffee and dill pickle peanuts.
Mmm, those are good peanuts.
They're good, but, you know, that's not the be-all and end-all.
You know, I think that was the best A&W burger I've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, it was also, like, it wasn't sitting.
Yeah.
You know, it was across the street and brought directly to us.
It really hits the spot.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of burgers, I like Burger Crush. So
Burger
should,
Crush.
Yeah.
Shout out to Burger Crush.
Yeah, that's the closest thing to In-N-Out Burger. And
Road Trip.
Yeah, Road Trip. Yeah, I would be down. I got a new watch, and in the background of some of the eBay pictures, the guy had an In-N-Out drink cup. And I'm like, okay, I can trust this now.
Ah,
I can trust this.
I've never been. I've been to Shake Shack. Shake Shack's good.
Mom Coover says, you're welcome, Bitcoover. Thanks for the shout out. Of course.
Oh, thanks, Mom Coover.
Yeah. We did actually. Mom Coover was doing some gaming at the table as well. She's a big mobile gamer. She's very, very good at match three games like Bejeweled and that kind of stuff, and all those kind of things. I would say her retro game of choice would be Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 3.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 3.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny Crazy
Is
Castle
that one
was
of the
a
ones
series
that you had, or
what yeah, game, yeah, yeah.
So you had the Game Boy, and
yep,
and you had the Game Boy Advance, right?
Yep. The games that I had with me were
Pokemon Pinball.
Yeah. That's always good. I like playing that in color. It looks very nice in color. I also had Crazy Castle 3. It was a classic Game Boy game.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yep. Cool. Very good. Super classic soundtrack. But I remember grabbing that so that way, in case Mom Coover ever needs to do a little gaming, I can hand off the Game Boy, the big chonky DMG. I also had Advance Wars 2 for the Game Boy Advance. I'm on the hunt for Advance Wars 1. I have Advance Wars Dual Strike, Advance Wars Black Sun Rising, Advance Wars 2, yeah, Advance Wars 2, and then there's a new one for the Switch. I haven't played that yet.
You know, I never had a Game Boy. I think it's something you pass off to your kids to keep them busy, right? Or your parents, depending on the situation. I was on that family road trip, 6 hours from Kamloops to Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just spent the whole time looking out the window. I don't think I needed one.
Memorize that road.
Mom Coover also says, hooray for Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle and for true retro Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Oh, man. Duke Nukem 2 OST is the one.
Hey, yeah, that's some, what's up, Doc?
That's some sound blaster chip, which was a 24-bit.
Ooh, yeah. That's a lot.